Well, hello and welcome to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman, alongside Joel Johnson, certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. You've seen him on TV hosting Better Money on WFSB Channel 3 on the Saturday and Sunday morning news with Kara Sundland. You've seen him published in Forbes, the Wall Street Journal, and the Hartford Business Journal. Also as an analyst on Fox Business, Fox Connecticut, NBC 30, and WTNH Channel 8. He's authored six of his own books, including, most famously, The Money Map. He's husband to Wendy, father to Brandon, Michael, Joel, and Noah. And he's here to share his wisdom with us today. Joel, always a pleasure. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, we're talking about the five crippling penalties that can really blindside you in retirement. So that's what we're covering today. Five very important things that if you don't watch out for, they're going to come up and bite you, whether you're already in retirement, by the way, or whether you're getting ready to retire. So, you know, if we think about the road to retirement, it's riddled with all kinds of rules that are complicated and confusing. There's rules for this, rules for that, right? And there's even rules about the rules. And if you're not paying attention, if you make one simple mistake, it could trigger all kinds of penalties, fees that could needlessly cost you a small fortune in retirement. It might even reduce your standard of living when it comes to the later years of your retirement. So we're talking about saving and investing for retirement, but that's the easy part, isn't it? When it comes to claiming Social Security benefits, enrolling in Medicare, withdrawing money from retirement accounts like IRAs, 401ks, how about those minimum required distributions, and of course, investment fees and expenses? These are the penalties. If you handle these things incorrectly, there's all kinds of penalties that can hit you. There's trap doors, I like to call them, that could erase decades of hardworking sacrifice. And the only way you're going to protect yourself is having a well-organized strategy, getting the information and acting on it long before you retire. Now, I don't mean that to say that if you're already retired, you can't implement some of these strategies also. But the time to do this, if you're not retired yet, the time to do this is start thinking about it a few years before you're retired so you don't get hit with these penalties. So again, today we're talking about the five crippling fees and penalties that could blindside you in retirement.
Well, let's jump right into the first one, which is the Social Security early enrollment penalty. Now, you don't ever get a bill for this, but you do penalize yourself if you start Social Security without a plan. It's the equivalent of a penalty.
And what we're talking about here is making the wrong decisions about Social Security and leaving a whole lot of money on the table that you've earned. You've paid into the system. You worked all those years. They took money out of your paycheck, and even your company put money in on your behalf. We want to make sure that we get all that money back from the system, if at all possible. So as you know, you can start collecting Social Security benefits at age 62. Your payments are obviously going to be smaller than if you waited until your full retirement age, which is 66 or 67 in my case. If you start collecting benefits at 62, you're going to get 25% less per month than if you waited till your full retirement age. But that doesn't mean that you're getting more money, correct? If you wait till 66 or 67, it doesn't mean you're getting more money because you've given up 4 or 5 years of checks to get the bigger check. You've got to live long enough to make up for all that money you gave up by waiting. So everybody's situation is unique, requires a different strategy. One of the things that we know in dealing with clients and prospective clients that come in from this radio program is, like I said, everybody's situation is different. The more money one has, the more many times our Social Security analysis shows that they should collect benefits earlier so that they can leave their other accounts alone to grow. So when you claim your Social Security benefits, it doesn't only impact how much you get in benefits, but it could trigger all kinds of extra taxes if you collect them too early. It could cause higher Medicare premiums. You've got to have a strategy when it comes to collecting Social Security benefits. And we believe that strategy should be totally customized for your family.
Absolutely. You got to be sure that you have that customized plan and that you're making the best decision for you, not the decision that you read in a magazine or what your neighbor did. You need a plan that's customized to you. We're talking about the five crippling penalties that could really blindside you in retirement. That's the Social Security early enrollment penalty. Joel, how about the Medicare late enrollment penalties?
John, before we get to that, I just want to mention we get a lot of questions on Social Security. If you have any questions that you just prefer to email in, just email them to radio@johnsonbrudenti.com. That's radio@johnsonbrudenti.com. And we'll answer those specific Social Security questions since they can be rather personal.
So the Medicare late enrollment penalties, Joel, what are we talking about there?
Well, here what we're talking about is when you sign up for Medicare, there's all kinds of rules. People don't even realize. My dad didn't realize this. First of all, failing to sign up for the various parts of Medicare during the months right around your 65th birthday, so age 65, right around that time, if you don't sign up, it can result in dramatically increased premiums for the rest of your life. If you're over 65, you make this mistake, it's too late to do anything about it. You've got to sign up starting 3 months before your 65th birthday or within 8 months of leaving a job with group health coverage. Now, people that work past 65, they don't even realize this rule exists because they have the health coverage. But once you leave that job, you've got 8 months to sign up. If you don't, your Medicare Part B premiums will increase by 10% for every 12-month period you delayed enrolling. Now, that sounds kind of complicated, and it is a little bit, but just keep this in mind. If my Medicare premiums were supposed to be $150 a month, and I waited 2 years, it's going to be $180 a month. That's my penalty, an extra $30. So you don't want to make this mistake. The Medicare Part D, that's the prescription drug coverage. If you go 63 days without having that coverage, that penalty is there too, an additional penalty. There's consequences for Medigap coverage. Missing the Medicare deadlines can haunt you your entire retirement. And it's kind of like nickel and diming you to death, right? It's an extra $30 a month here, $50 a month there. Doesn't feel like a lot, but you add it over the course of your retirement, and making a mistake in the Medicare enrollment rules can cost you tens of thousands of dollars in retirement.
We're talking about the five crippling penalties that could blindside you in retirement. Joel, the next thing we need to think about here are 401k and IRA early withdrawal penalties. This is something that a lot of people, because of poor planning, find themselves backed into a corner and then have to do.
Well, that's correct. And you know, I was asked, as many of you know, I do a program on Channel 3 every Saturday morning and Sunday morning. I actually do a news segment with Kara Sundland, the co-anchor there of the program Better Money. And she was asking me off air, do you ever recommend people take money out of their 401k or IRA early? Do you ever do that? And I said, no, I never do that. And then I started thinking, well, and I said, Kara, well, I guess there could be a couple exceptions. You're about to lose your house, but it's almost always the wrong thing to do to pull money out early. Now, here's the thing about the penalties for early withdrawal. You have a 10% withdrawal penalty from an IRA if you pull money out before age 59 and a half. So you want to try to leave that IRA money alone. You don't want to use it as a piggy bank. That is supposed to last for the rest of your life in retirement. 401k distributions, we get penalized before age 55. Now, this is for withdrawals. It's not for rollovers. I want to be real clear there. You can roll over your money before age 55 or age 59 and a half in an IRA at any time. There are no penalties to do that as long as the rollover is done properly. This is if you take money out of these plans and spend the money. Even if you, quote, really need the money, you will still pay a 10% early withdrawal penalty, and that's over and above the income taxes you will pay. So, you know, we help people with this. A lot of times I'll have a client that says, hey, can you see my son or daughter? They're thinking about pulling money out of their retirement account because they don't know what else to do. They're really in a bind. Can you talk to them? And we'll talk somebody through the fallacy of thinking that that's just tax-free money. It's just it's a freebie to pull money out of a retirement plan. It rarely makes sense to do that. But we want you to be aware of the penalty if you do that. It's 10% plus the income taxes on the money, both state and federal. Now, Roth accounts, they allow more flexibility. In a Roth IRA, you can take an early withdrawal without the penalty as long as it's your contribution amount. So let's say over the course of a few years, I put in $5,000 a year to my Roth account, and so a total of $20,000 went in. Out of my pocket, after tax money, I put $20,000 into my Roth. Now, let's pretend I leave it alone for a while, and now it's grown to $40,000. I can take that $20,000 that I contributed out for any reason, I don't have to justify what it's for. I can take my original deposits out for any reason and then leave the amount that was the growth or the profits in there to continue to grow tax-free. If I take the extra money out, there's a penalty for that, but I can take right up to what's called my cost basis or my deposits into the Roth. So contributing to these accounts is easy because it's right out of our paycheck for the most part, unless it's traditional IRA or Roth IRA. If it's traditional 401k, 403b, 457 plan, Roth 401k, it's easy to contribute, but a simple mistake when you pull the money out could cost you thousands of dollars in retirement. We've seen a lot of people come in and they make mistakes on the 401k and IRA. There's one other thing I want to talk about here. We see this all the time and it's tragic. We'll have a client come in and they had another person they were dealing with in our business, another financial advisor, a stockbroker, and that broker prematurely rolled money over to an IRA and left on the table a tremendous tax break that exists in every 401k where people hold company stock. Pretend for a minute that I work for AT&T and I've got company stock in my 401k. I leave AT&T and now I roll my money over. There's a great tax break involved with that company stock that can benefit me and my family to the tunes of possibly hundreds of thousands of dollars that if I roll the money over, I lose it forever. Doesn't mean you can't roll it over, but the tax piece, that stock piece needs to be handled properly. So again, it's really important that on a 401k, on any kind of retirement plan, you deal with somebody, a financial advisor that specializes in retirees or people getting close to retirement that know all the ins and outs for you to squeeze the absolute maximum out of your retirement. It's not always the rate of return you get that matters. It's handling these penalties, these potential penalties properly so you don't get hit with costly fees and charges because of the penalties. So let's talk about what we've covered so far. We're talking about these five crippling mistakes that could blind you in retirement. The first one was Social Security enrollment, not handling that properly. Second one was Medicare late enrollment penalties. And the third was mishandling 401ks, IRAs, or any other retirement accounts. You've saved and invested for retirement. You've worked hard. You don't want these penalties to hit you and cost you a whole lot of money, you and your family, in retirement. So, you know, you saved and invested for retirement. That's a great start. But now what do you do? What do you do with all that money? Remember, it's what you do with the money that really matters. How can you legally pay fewer taxes in retirement? How could you avoid losing tens of thousands of dollars in Social Security benefits by claiming the wrong way? How do you turn your investments into an income workhorse in retirement to give you checks every single month, month in, month out, that last you for the rest of your life? You can get the answers to all these questions and more with our Money Map Retirement Plan. We make it simple, we make it straightforward, and we focus on these five strategies that we've been talking about that could help you make the most out of every single dollar you've saved for retirement. Whether it's how to invest properly, asset allocation, avoiding the penalties, whatever it might be, we want you to get the maximum out of the sacrifice you've made to save for retirement. If you've saved $250,000 or more, we want to take your call right now. Call 1-800-705-1232. Set up a time to get these questions answered. A second opinion, if you will, or a full-blown Money Map retirement plan for you to benefit you and your family. Again, if you've saved $250,000 for retirement, call in to schedule your initial analysis. There's no pressure. You'll get a lot out of it. 1-800-705-1232. What you learn in this simple hour of time, in this simple analysis that we'll give you, could literally save you tens of thousands of dollars in retirement.
So if you'd like that help, the number to call is 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. You can call or text, whichever is better for you, but you need to go ahead and reach out now while it's on your mind. If you do text, be sure to include your first and last name, 800-705-1232. 1232. When you come in for your Money Map retirement review, you'll get a copy of one of Joel's books to take with you. You can take your pick from The Money Map or Forced to Retire or whatever you think is best for you. 800-705-1232. You're listening to Money Wisdom. Joel Johnson is a certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the UConn Huskies. Today, we're talking about the five crippling penalties that you want to avoid. Those penalties could blindside you in retirement. We talked about Social Security. We talked about Medicare. We talked about early withdrawal penalties from your tax-deferred accounts. Joel, what about excessive investment fees and expenses? I know that's something you encounter a lot.
Well, we do talk about that all the time. Half of Americans have no idea how much they pay in fees on their IRAs, 401ks, or any other retirement accounts. And the question you have to ask yourself is, do I really understand? Could you be one of the people that has no idea what they're paying in fees? And it's not just your expense ratio on your mutual funds. There are countless other fees and penalties in every corner in retirement. We've talked about them so far, but we want to pay attention to the fees within your retirement. So in this segment, I'm going to reveal to you how you could avoid more of the five crippling penalties that could blindside you in retirement. And excessive investments and fees, that's what I just mentioned, it's one of the fastest ways that you can lose money without even realizing you're losing money. And one of the best ways to improve your yield or rate of return is by minimizing those investment fees and expenses. We used to have a game we would play. I called it Let's Call the Company. And we've done it in the past a little bit, but a while back we used to do it all the time because people would come in with these variable annuities and they wouldn't realize the fees they had in these variable annuities because they thought they were just paying the mutual fund fees. And many times you do an analysis and the fees are 3.5%, 4%, 4.5%, especially if you have some of the extra benefits on those variable annuities. And a lot of times people would say, well, no, I'm not paying that much. My advisor told me I wasn't paying that much. And we would say, well, let's call the company. Let's call the annuity company directly and we'll ask them what the fees are because they'll be more than happy to tell us what the fees are. They have to tell you. And we would do that, and what somebody thought was a 0.75% fee inside their account ended up being, like I said, 3, 3.5, 4, sometimes 4.5%. And then we would have to do an analysis of, well, what are you getting for that fee? And many times they didn't care about what they were getting for that fee. It didn't make any sense for them. And it made sense in many times, not all the time, but many times to get them out of that account as soon as possible. Now, here's the other thing. A recent survey showed that 67% of Americans don't believe they pay any fees in their 401k plan. And that's just not possible. There's another case where 1, 2, or even 3% may not sound like much, but over a short period of time, it could add up to tens of thousands of dollars, possibly more. Reducing unneeded fees is one of the best ways to put money in your pocket. Here's a simple illustration from Forbes magazine. If you have $100,000 to invest, and the markets go up in value by about 8% after you invest, so 8% on average, you think that you made $8,000, but if you invested that $100,000 in the wrong fund, your returns could be much less. By the time the markets increased by 8%, your returns, the fees in there could cost you $1,700, $1,800. In the Forbes example, it was $1,700 coming off your $8,000 that you earned on your $100,000. So you've got to be very, very careful of the investment fees and expenses. And if you are paying fees, make sure you're getting value for those fees. I don't believe cheapest is always best. That's not how I run my life. But I want to make sure I'm getting value for what I'm paying for.
And the last thing on our list today, Joel, as we talk about these five crippling penalties and expenses in retirement, is the required minimum distribution penalty. When you get to that certain age, you have to be sure you're doing the right things with your IRAs and your 401ks.
Yeah, and there's not only penalties here, but there's the shock of somebody that saved enough money. They did a great job saving. I can think of many of our clients that do a great job saving for retirement. They get to age 70 and a half. They just assume leave the money in their retirement accounts because they don't need that money. They wanted to pass that on to their kids. And what happens? The IRS comes along and forces you to take money out when you're 70 and a half. They say you've got to withdraw money from your traditional retirement accounts or even 401ks if you don't work for the company anymore. And this is what we call a required minimum distribution. Most of you have heard of this. They've got to be taken from traditional 401k plans, IRAs, and other types of retirement accounts by December 31st. Now, the exception to that is the year that you turn 70 and a half, you can forego that first year distribution and move it into the next year, but then you've got to take two out the next year, which can cause a problem. So this is really a trouble spot for many of our clients. This forced distribution can push you into a higher tax bracket, cause you to pay higher Medicare premiums because that's based on your income. The penalty for missing an RMD is really steep. 50% of the amount that you should have taken in a withdrawal is the penalty. So if I was supposed to take $10,000 out of one of my accounts and I miss it, I've got to take the $10,000 out, add that to my income tax, but then in addition to that, pay another $5,000 in penalties. This can get very expensive very fast. Now, Roth IRAs, and one of the reasons why I love Roth IRAs is there are no required minimum distributions. You don't have to take money out of a Roth. Does that mean you should convert all your money over to a Roth IRA? Not necessarily, but you might want to think about it. What about the new Trump tax plan? How does that affect the decisions on what to do, whether to convert to a Roth or not? And remember, there are Roth 401ks, but RMDs are actually required on those. You've got to roll that money over to an IRA. So lots of details here. We all know, or most of us know, that you've got to take money out of those retirement accounts when you're 70 and a half, or at least most retirement accounts, with the exception of the Roth. But what is your strategy? If you're over 70 and a half, have you used this rule for your benefit instead of to your detriment? If you're younger than 70 and a half, do you have a strategy? Are you just talking with your advisor about moving mutual funds around and how to pick the rest funds and stocks, which sometimes is like moving deck chairs around on the Titanic as it's going down because you haven't considered the taxes? So we've been talking about these penalties that could blindside you in retirement. And let's just review the five problems, the five mistakes you can make, the five areas where you get penalized. And these aren't the only five, but these are the five big ones. Social Security mistakes, making a mistake when you collect your Social Security, whether your spouse should collect now or forego, all of those things can cost you thousands of dollars in retirement. What about the penalties for making mistakes on Medicare? Whether it's enrolling too late, not understanding how your premiums are set, leaving a job thinking like my dad did, well, I'm retiring at age 72, I don't have to worry about Medicare. That's not correct. You've got to worry about when you claim your Medicare benefits. And that prescription plan, that Medicare Part D, adds another wrinkle. We can help you with all those choices. Number three was early IRA and 401k withdrawal penalties. You've got to watch out for that. And then number four, of course, was excessive fees, paying excessive fees, hidden fees that you don't even know about. And then the big penalty, number five, is making mistakes when it comes to your required minimum distributions. A lot of information we've gone over today. I think you realize how complex it is, but we can make it simple for you. That's what we do here at this firm. In fact, I had somebody give me the greatest compliment they could have given me a little while back. I shouldn't say the greatest, because obviously being a good husband and father and son are more important than this. But the compliment they gave me was, Joel, you have a way of taking very complex issues and making them really simple so I can understand it. And that's one of our goals here at Johnson Brunetti. So pretend you've saved $500,000, $1 million for retirement. You probably have. It's either in an IRA, 401k, brokerage account. But if it's in an IRA or 401k, you realize that that $1 million isn't really worth $1 million, right? Because when you withdraw it, you've got to pay taxes on it. In fact, you've got a partner in that $1 million, and it is the IRS. Whether you have $10 million or $100,000, the IRS is your partner. Here's something that'll shock you. Many people are going to pay through the nose when they pull money out of those accounts because they don't have a strategy, but a smart, savvy few will legally and ethically pay way, way less just because they know the rules. So which group will you be in? Could you potentially save tens of thousands of dollars in taxes on your retirement accounts? I think you probably can. Let me prove it to you. Let our firm prove it to you. If you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers to call in and schedule your initial analysis. We call the analysis and the plan we give you the Money Map Retirement Plan. Call now 1-800-705-1232. That's 1-800-705-1232. Set up a time for your visit. We want to deliver to you that analysis, that Money Map Retirement Plan, and answer any questions or concerns that you have about your retirement. It's your choice. Pay the IRS or keep more of the money for yourself, whether that's through decreased taxes or increased rate of return or a better investment strategy that suits your needs, because your needs are different. So again, call now. Be one of the first 10 callers, 1-800-705-1232. We'll set up your time to come in and get your personalized Money Map Retirement Plan.
And remember, you'll get a copy of one of Joel's books when you come in for your Money Map Retirement Review. Again, that number, 800-705-1232. You can call or text. If you text, be sure to include your first and last name. 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. We're up against the clock, but we'll talk with you again next week right here. Same time, same place on Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom.
Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents in all appropriate jurisdictions.